and down the hallway. The entire time, my wolf was beating on my chest, begging to be let free. Stay calm, I told my inner wolf. She had a mind of her own, never listened to anything I told her. Didn't care that we'd been cuffed and kept from shifting. She tried any chance she got to be free. It didn't matter that the cuffs electrocuted me when she tried to get out. It didn't matter that she'd never actually been let out, and never would. She didn't care. The fur rippled down my arms as I envisioned tearing Packard's throat out and shoving it up his butt. Just one shift, one run, one howl, and I could appease her. Being human felt like a cage, and when I got angry, it was even harder to keep her inside that cage. My nails sharpened to points. The seams of my cut-off jean shorts swelled. Calm the hell down, I growled at myself, my voice gruff with my wolf. Magic shot from the cuffs and pain laced along my spine again as I stumbled past a few witches. Over a decade of being bullied at Delphi, and my parents wondered why I had anger issues. Just once I wanted to let loose and show them all how much I hated them. But I was afraid I'd actually kill someone, and the cuffs would probably kill me before then. I needed to release some of this tension, go for a run or something before I exploded. The last 15 years of being this school's punching bag had finally broken me, and I was ready to snap. I ran down the hall, feeling the muscles in my body tighten and clench. The simple act of exercising worked wonders for taming my wolf. I did it often to ward off an attempted shift when I was around my human friends in my apartment building. One patch of fur here at Delphi with a bunch of magical kids wasn't so much a big deal as it was with the human population. I burst free of the double doors and into the school parking lot. And that's when my wolf surged to the surface. Tipping my head back, she let loose with a full-on howl that ended as a human scream full of rage and agony. Pain that Packard couldn't be dealt with properly. Anger that I was stuck in this crappy school with a bunch of jerks who hated me, while my parents worked three human jobs to keep us fed. The cuffs shot out a powerful burst of magic, and I gasped in pain, cutting my howl off from my throat as it turned into a strangled cry of pain. I collapsed to the ground, holding my arms as my claws retracted and the fur retreated. Nothing like getting tasered every time you try to be yourself. That's when a throat cleared behind me. Oh, damn. My whole body stiffened as I stood on the tips of my Converse shoes, preparing myself to come face to face with the teacher. Being a wolf, I was categorized as a predator student. The only other species that got that designation here were the vampires and the dark fae. The vampires were kept so well fed, no one really bothered policing them, and everyone was terrified of the dark fae, so they didn't police them either. But me? If I partially shifted, growled, eyes went yellow, anything to show I was threatening a fellow student, it was all recorded and counted against me. One more strike, and I was out of here. I inhaled as I spun around, and the first thing I smelled hit me right in the gut, sending warmth down my chest, trickling through my stomach and settling right between my legs. Wolf. Male. Dominant. Unmated. One smell. That's all it took for me to know these four things.
Having a bad day?
His voice was deep, husky, undeniably sexy. My eyes went from the dark wash jeans that clung to his muscular thighs up to the powder blue t-shirt he wore that was so tight it was like a second skin. It strained against his muscles, showing every dip and curve, even his nipples, which were pointed tight. When I got to his face, my heart jackknifed in my chest. Eyes the color of honey looked back at me from behind thick black lashes. They were threaded through with a deep blue, the color of the ocean. He had a chiseled jaw and a chin butt. Honest to God, I'd always wanted to meet a guy in real life who had a chin butt. It was a weird fetish of mine. Bucket list achieved.
You could say that.
I ran my fingers through my blonde hair.